Welcome to World Cafe, words and music from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Washed Out is the project of Georgian Ernest Green, who moved home and started making music when he couldn't find a job after receiving his master's in library and information science in 2009. His music has been described as chill wave, and after a couple of EPs released digitally and on cassette, Sub Pop released his first full-length album, Within and Without, this past July. He joins us in the studio, and I ask him about using samples to build his tracks and where those samples actually came from.
Most of it online. I have a couple of different places. I really favor obscure stuff from like late 70s, early 80s. Just that analog kind of synthesizer sounds. It's all about, for me, is finding something that's super rare. A lot of times I would search eBay. There was this kind of underground vinyl collectors thing where there's maybe a handful of copies of these old records, and a lot of times the sellers will put up short little MP3s of what the record sounds like, and so I would just kind of use and take from these small little samples, and so yeah, that's how everything started.
Yeah, and actually, those EPs kind of got around. I mean, Feel It All Around, one of those tunes became a theme for Portlandia. I'm just curious what it was like for you to be sitting, you know, at home in Georgia and all of a sudden be reading people's reactions to this music that I don't know if you had any expectations at all. And was it intimidating to read how people were reacting to it?
Yeah, it was really strange, and I think the strangest thing for me was I'd just graduated from school and had moved back home and really didn't have many friends there. They had all kind of moved on and were doing their own thing, and so the people I was surrounded by weren't really into this kind of underground music, and so initially I was so excited about, you know, these bloggers online are writing about my music, but there was no one to really share it with. My parents had no idea what Pitchfork is or anything like that. So, and it's the funny thing about the internet is people don't really hold back very much with their opinions. So, there's a majority was really positive stuff, but then you're always reading, you know, these negative comments on YouTube or whatever. So,
and you always remember the negatives, don't you?
Exactly. Yeah. That's kind of a cliche, but it's definitely true for me, at least.
Yeah. This Within and Without was made a little bit differently than that, and one of the first pieces that we had a chance to hear from was Eyes Be Closed. And could we hear a live version of that?
Yeah, definitely.
Washed Out playing live today on the World Cafe, and Washed Out, the compositions and work of Ernest Green. And Ernest, who's playing with you today?
Well, my wife is here, Blair. She's playing Rhodes keyboards. And Philip Jones is playing an analog synthesizer. Ray Stevens is playing bass guitar. And Cameron Gardner is playing drums.
The sound of this band live and the sound of the album is really warm. Is that something you was easier to get when you moved into the studio?
Definitely. I mean, that's my taste always leans towards that kind of warmer sound. And it was, you know, I started just with my computer and a couple of keyboards. And it wasn't until a later stage that I actually went in the studio. And we're definitely able to get just deeper. Everything was just kind of increased as far as the quality of the recording once we got into the studio. I was working with this producer, Ben Allen, who had worked on a lot of records that I loved. And I was really happy with it and can't wait to get back into the studio again.
People may know Ben Allen from his work on Meriwether Post Pavilion, the Animal Collective album. He's done a lot of things. And how did you guys meet? How did you guys decide to work together?
Well, he actually emailed me really early on, as when my music was kind of getting attention online, and I think he's an avid reader of blogs and tries to keep up with kind of what's new and interesting that's happening in music. And I think he was probably excited about, you know, he grew up in Athens, Georgia, which isn't far from where I grew up, and I think he was excited about, you know, this guy making weird music in this really small town in Georgia. So at the time, I wasn't ready. I didn't have much new material at all, but I reached out to him about a year later, and luckily he had a couple of weeks open. He has a quite busy schedule, so we were able to get together. And he was really pretty much the only kind of producer contact that I had, so it wasn't like I picked him. Really, he was kind of the only option, or else I would have just finished everything by myself.
Well, you know, here's kind of the cliche of working in Atlanta, working in Georgia. People are either making hip hop records or they're out in bars with guitars. And this is sort of neither of those. Was your interest in this kind of music unusual in your high school?
Definitely. I grew up in Macon, Georgia, and it's where the Allman Brothers are from. And that music is still king, I think. That music was always around me, and it wasn't like I was consciously rebelling against it or anything. It's just that my tastes were always kind of leaning towards weirder stuff. And I was definitely the kind of the weird kid listening to jazz music and stuff when I was in high school.
I read some about your dad's collection. He was a jazz listener.
Yeah, he has a lot of great records, luckily, and a lot of great kind of southern rock records as well. I still kind of will listen to those records quite a bit and take from them every now and then.
Well, Washed Out are our guest today. What's next?
I think we're going to play New Theory.
Child to leave it out.
New Theory, another from our guest today, Washed Out. We're playing live today on the World Cafe. And Ernest Green is joining us. This all seems to have happened kind of quickly. And what has it been like from, you know, hanging out with all your friends, no longer at home when you're home from college? I understand you were looking to be a librarian, but you couldn't get it. It was hard to get a job. And here this whole thing has blown up. It must be a pretty amazing experience.
Yeah, I never would have imagined having the opportunity to travel to all the places we've been over the last couple of years. It's really amazing. We just got back from Europe, played all over Europe, Japan, Australia. I never would have had the money to make these type trips as a librarian, that's for sure.
You know, in the past, I guess I would have said that there is a big difference in fans for any kind of electronic music and chill wave or whatever you want to call this. They're more so in Europe than here in the States. Did you find that still to be true, or are things changing here?
I think the crowds have been really good here, and I'm noticing that, you know, I talk to a lot of fans after the shows, and it's not your stereotypical kind of club kids or like guys that are really into electronic music. It's a lot of different people coming out, and that's really exciting. And I definitely pull from a lot of different genres when I'm writing songs, and so I don't think of Washed Out as an electronic band at all. I think of it, I don't know, I think it's going to keep kind of changing, and there's a lot of different directions it can go, so hopefully we can kind of keep picking up new fans, and hopefully the fans are open-minded about these sorts of changes.
One of my my favorites on the full length is Soft. Is that one you guys can do?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. That is Soft, the live version from our guest today, Washed Out. And that's one you will find on Within and Without, the debut full length, which is out on Sub Pop. Ernest Green, thank you. Thanks a lot for bringing everybody in. It's really great to hear these songs live.
Yeah, it's a pleasure and an honor.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. There is more, including another podcast. That is our World Cafe Next podcast and lots more at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. Thanks a lot for downloading us here on the World Cafe.